We'll be fine.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast. This is Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I am very excited to be here with you today. We have an exciting guest. We had some miscommunications on the exact topic we're going to be discussing, but I guarantee it's going to be a fun topic that is going to help you in your business. Because that is what we are all about here at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. Everything that we do at WE is designed to help you as a female entrepreneur to grow your business, to thrive in that business, and most importantly, to have fun in that business. We don't want to be jumping into an entrepreneurial career that is nothing more than a job, right? It's nothing more than what we were doing before at a 9-to-5. We want it to be something we enjoy, something we're passionate about, and something we can succeed in. And what I've found in my years of doing entrepreneurial work, in my years of owning Your Best Mind and working with entrepreneurs, is a lot of times we just don't know what we don't know. We're building our businesses, we're jumping in with passion, with energy, but we don't know all of the nuances and all of the details and all of the, how do you manage social media? How do you create a sustainable income that can allow you to continue to grow your business? How do you network? How do you just do all of these different things? Well, those are some of the topics that we cover and we help you with at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. And we also interview amazing women who have built their own businesses, who have gone through their own journeys in their life, perhaps spending time in regular careers, the 9-to-5s, and building their own entrepreneurial business. So they have different experiences, and it's those experiences that can help you, that can benefit you in their stories. And that's one of the amazing things that we are going to be talking about today with our wonderful guest. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest here, and then we'll bring her on. We're excited to hear her story because I've known her name is, now, wait a minute, I have to look through my notes here to make sure that I pronounce it correctly. We're going to welcome Rhonda Lamoureux to our show today, but first I'm going to read you a little bit of her background. Rhonda and I have kind of rubbed shoulders a little bit back and forth over the networking arena in the general Sacramento, greater Sacramento area. And she is, but this is the first time I've had the privilege to be able to really dive deep with her in an interview such as today. So I'm going to give you a little bit about her bio, and then you'll be able to see why it'll be a benefit to hear her story. As an internet entrepreneur, executive coordinator with Market America Debt Shredder representative, she is a wife. She is a mom of three amazing adults. She's a coach, a bookkeeper. She is definitely a hard worker when you hear everything that she has done. And Rhonda is passionate about freedom and helping others to find theirs. After having experienced the ups and downs of making a living in a subcontracting field, where both of her parents were plumbers and in the field of tile and contracting work, she started looking for other avenues. Oh, she was in tile. She was in tile. She started looking for other avenues to work from home. She dabbled with skincare and weight loss, and both those companies were unsustainable, she said. Think about it. When her clients met their goal, she had to find new clients who were motivated about weight loss. In 2008, when the economy really took a downturn, she went through a horrible divorce. It was horrible for her finances, emotions, and her relationships all the way around. Being a bookkeeper full-time was not even close to being able to sustain her, and she was picking up every kind of odd job that she could think of, and she was quite frankly exhausted, as you can imagine. She said that then in 2014, things changed for her. She remarried. Her finances were looking up. but it wasn't enough for everything that she wanted to do. So her and her husband started to search for ways to make money so that they could spend more time together and more time to go see her kids. And between them, they have five. So we are going to find out more about her journey and her success into business and what her some of her tips are for you as a female entrepreneur. So please welcome to the show, Miss Rhonda Lemereau. Rhonda, thank you to the show. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you, Julie. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about being here today.
Yeah, this is awesome. Like I said, I know that I've known you and I've networked with you here and there over the years at different events. I think I've even seen your car around town when you were in the weight loss field. But tell me, what really your journey is quite emotional, actually, when you think about it, the ups and downs. But as entrepreneurs, a lot of us kind of have this burning passion, no matter what our designated field is. You were in contracting and in bookkeeping. How did you wind up getting into the entrepreneurial? Take us a little bit on your journey. Tell us a little bit of your story.
Well, it's funny, you know, when I was younger, I only wanted to travel and go have a fun time. I used to tell my mom that I don't want to do this stuff. There's more important things in life. But they encouraged me to go to college, so I got a business degree. And I just thought this could help me anywhere I go. And, you know, when I was younger, I kind of took on the family role and said, oh, I should go back and work with my parents in their plumbing contracting field. Which, you know, was okay for a while. It was just a paycheck, really. But I got married in my younger years, and my husband at the time was working for Tile. And I was like, I could so help us make a lot more money if you wanted to go into the contracting field because I'd had so much experience with that. And so that's what we did for 20 years, you know, just really built up a clientele where we were getting nothing but referrals on the work that we did. We were booked out for years. But, you know, then something happens like the economy and all of a sudden you realize your business isn't as stable as you thought it was. And then, you know, put on top of that a divorce and you think, okay, now what? Because without going into details, I did not have a friendly divorce. My first thing was, well, what do I have? What skill can I do that I can pick up something as an income right away? And that was, well, bookkeeping, because you have to know your books when you're a contractor. But, you know, it just like my bio says, it really was never enough for me to create a full-time income. So that was ongoing. So I was always looking for something to, you know, really make it more sustainable for me. And so it's been a kind of a long journey, and there's so many details all along the way. Like my bio said, you know, for a while I did weight loss coaching, and your clients hit your goals, and I love help, but when they hit their goals, sometimes that's enough, and now you're going to find new people to help. And anyways, I hope that gives you a little bit more of the you know, the ups and downs. If you love to be self-employed, if you're independent, if you love your freedom like I do, just being self-employed makes so much sense regardless of the ups and downs.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's kind of that, it's like a, when we talk about the brain, you know, there is a portion of our brain that some people just use with a greater amount of ease, and that's where the home of entrepreneurialism is. And when you're wired to be an entrepreneur, you're wired to be an entrepreneur. And no matter what you do to fit into, you know, the mold of the 9-to-5s, it's still, you have this burning desire to do more and to build something. So as you've gone through your journey, you were basically entrepreneurs, you and your first husband, with your tile business, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then were you an independent when you were a bookkeeper as well, or did you work for a large company?
You know what? I've done both.
Got it.
And the thing about it is when I work for a company, I always feel like I'm stuck. And when I'm independently working and for other companies, I still sort of feel like that. I don't know. I like numbers and I don't mind the details of the organization of it. But there's just something about that particular that, you know, makes you feel like you're put in a box, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So being able to design your own completely on your own is beneficial. Now you obviously enjoy coaching because you have coached mm-hmm. in the field of, you know, of the weight loss and
right.
the health field.
Yes.
Now are you, because of the business that you're in now, and tell us a little bit about the business before we get into that and what you've done to build good teams within that. But what's a little bit about the business that you're doing now?
Well, my husband and I did something really crazy, and after we got married, we went to up to Reading for a couple of years to attend a ministry school. And it was during that time that we said, okay, what do we really want to be doing with our life? What can we do to create more freedom around our time so that we can, you know, travel more, see our kids more, and be with each other? Because why would you want to get remarried if you can't have fun and go do some good stuff? And a mentor of ours at the time said, hey, you really ought to take a look at this business model and like with Market America and shop.com and the debt shredder program. And at first I was like, no, it just looks like another something that would put me in another box and confine me to learning something new. And, you know, I don't know if I want to completely start over. But the more I dug into what they have to offer and the philosophy behind what this franchise model does give us, it's incredible the amount of freedom, time freedom that's creating for so many people. And especially with the Debt Shredder program, it's without giving, too many details, because this is the topic that I could really go on. It's a program that shows people how to pay off their bills much faster and save them thousands of dollars. I've seen people save hundreds of thousands of dollars if they won't be paying an interest, as well as taking them from 30 years in debt to, I've seen it as low as 3 years in debt. Pretty incredible program. And so for me, the coaching that comes with it is being able to ask the questions of what do you really want? And what do you see for yourself in that? I love to ask questions and really help people and guide people for the desires of where they want to go in life. And to me, if I could coach all day long, that's what I would do. That's a good fit.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And I know that debt is incredible. You know, I will find myself listening to a lot of the talk radios, and on the weekends, there's always financial advisors on there, and they're talking about, you know, your retirement, and you and your husband were at that point where not necessarily at retirement, but wanting to have more freedom to see your kids. And it seems like a lot of people between our debt that we carry, as well as not balancing out our income, not being sufficient enough to get that debt down early enough in life to be able to prepare for retirement. If that makes any sense, what I just went through, that it burdens a lot of people. And that burden, that emotional stress from a brain point of view, that emotional stress can get you into a situation where you're just spiraling. Do you find that with people, that they kind of get stuck between balancing out? I mean, how do you get to that shredding of your debt away without, you know, killing yourself in trying to gain income so that you're not so stressed out that you actually make progress? Does this make any sense?
That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. You know, there's a lot of different programs out there for people to be able to follow to get out of debt. And what I always recommend to people is do your due diligence to see how they're requesting that you do that. There are programs who say, hey, go make a bunch more money and throw it towards your debt, and this is how we do it. But what I'm finding is it's very, very stressful. People already are limited on their time, and they're not sure where they're going to find the time to make that extra income. But there's, again, other programs out there that may or may not be a good fit for people. So when we find out why people want to be out of debt or what their goals are because of it, and we can help keep them on track with it, that makes it much more sense, especially a program that you know, doesn't require much more, very little time to follow. So, you know, the thing of it is that you talk about being able to manage your debt so that you can retire. I've actually had several clients recently that did retire, and now they're looking at their income because they didn't realize how hard it would be to make it once they did retire. And I find it very fascinating. The new trend seems to be like, oh, this is my retirement job. And that's one of the things that we would love to see people not have to have as a retirement job. They've already given 40, 45 years to the work field. So it would make more sense to have your debt on track so that you can enjoy those years or at least know what to expect.
I agree. I see that a lot. I see a lot of people who their health is such, their life is such that you're just like, I see it with my in-laws, you know, they should be sitting on a beach, sipping a Mai Tai,
right?
You know, not still out. And my father-in-law works so hard in his 70s, and it's not something that you really want to see. So
yeah,
that's part of what you do then, is you help individuals to shred their debt away and mm-hmm. put themselves in an income base where they can have a more comfortable life now and in retirement. Is that right?
Right. So we usually do an evaluation of whatever their income currently is and what their debt load is. And we share with them a system that can take the income they're already bringing in and the outcome that's already going out and show them how by using the system to use what they're already spending, already saving, and make it work for them. So it's been a really great system. Those who actually take advantage of it, within a couple of months can start really feeling the freedom of knowing they have a plan that is working.
That's awesome. Having a plan definitely takes some stress off of your brain.
Yeah.
Do you find
yeah.
that there's a certain mindset around money that you deal with individuals when there are, I mean, I'm assuming that you work with all individuals, whether they're entrepreneurs
right.
or not, but
right.
do you find that there is a mindset around money with entrepreneurs that you have to work with a little different than those who are in, like I'm looking for how can we, you know, what's the benefit of this for an entrepreneur? How can we help
sure.
them with their mindset around monies to help them be more successful in their business?
That's a great question. So what I'm seeing is there's like three different mindsets. One is the person who stuck their head in the sand. They thought it was going to be fine, and now they realize it's not. The second one is someone who is in that wealth building mode, and they use this system to be able to make their money work better, faster for them. And then you've got the entrepreneur who knows that sometimes they are spending more than they're earning, and they know that it's going to take some time. And so we have to, again, talk. It's all about talking through what are their goals, what are they looking for, and what kind of things are they doing in order to create that income. And so sometimes the mindset is that they have to spend money to make money, and that isn't always necessarily true. That's just my opinion, of course. There's a lot of people who disagree with me. But, you know, just, again, talking through what their goals are and what do they see is what's a realistic picture and what are they doing about it.
Yeah, and I think for entrepreneurs, too, at least I know in my own experience working with entrepreneurs as well as just my own experience as an entrepreneur,
uh-huh.
is we don't always think about exit strategies. Early on in
right.
my business, I had the realization some, you know, 10 years ago, I was like, actually, when I named my business is when I first started thinking exit strategy, you know, what, I don't want to be doing this necessarily, even though I love what I do, it doesn't mean that I'm going to want to be doing it at 65, 70 years old.
Right.
So what is, right. And entrepreneurs, we don't have oftentimes a 401k or a profit sharing or something where there's some kind of a nest egg, so to speak. So with what you do, that's probably something when you're dealing with entrepreneurs that you have to discuss with them as well, do you find?
Yes, yes, very much so. I talked to an entrepreneur, I would say about 2 weeks ago, and she's been self-employed for the better of her life. And she said that's one thing she wished she would have done was looked at an exit strategy, because she always just lived hand over fist and has always been okay. And then didn't realize 30 years later, here she would be like, I have nothing for retirement, so I'm going to continue in this pattern. So yes, we definitely need it. We do talk to, you know, what are your savings plan? What are you hoping to live off of? What are the ways of creating that? What are you planning for? Who are you talking to? You know, it's always those questions.
Those are excellent questions, really, for everyone, but I think especially for the entrepreneurs, because we don't, we just don't look that we're so on fire with what we're doing right now and the big vision of the things we want to create with our business that we don't like tracking those little financial details all the time.
Right. It's too much fun to go do the business and play.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. So if you want to contact and connect with Rhonda about what they do with their debt shredder system, she has two sites. She has I'm assuming Don is your husband's name. So yep. donandrhonda.com or mydebtshredder.com. So those are her sites, and they are on the show page. So you can go directly to the Women Entrepreneurs show page and at Women Entrepreneurs Podcast Network, and you can take a look and do the direct links there to those, to her sites. You can also reach out to her for, she has a, let me make sure that I have this, that I word this correctly. What she does is she does a shopping annuity analysis and a debt shredder analysis that she does at no cost. And so those, you can reach out to her at, so let me get her email here. It is, where is it? contact@rhondalamoureux.com. Now, that is a very, it sounds like it's a French name.
It is.
So you're just going to have to go to the site, because it's Rhonda, LAMOUREUX. But we will, like I said, have that on the show page. So contact@rhondalamoureux.com and mention to her that you're interested in taking advantage of her no cost saving or a shopping annuity analysis and debt shredder. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with debt today. Debt shredder analysis. Now, Rhonda, we always like asking our guests to share their top three tips for being in business, for being an entrepreneur. What are your top three tips that you would give, or piece of advice that you would give our listeners today on how to build a successful, thriving entrepreneurial business?
Well, my first tip is never do it alone. Sounds counterintuitive because you're an entrepreneur and you like to do things. But sometimes, you know, you start feeling like you are alone and you don't have support. So I always say, you know, never do it alone, which comes to my second point, and that is surround yourself with people better than yourself, those who've been more successful. I have something on my refrigerator that says, I don't take advice from anyone I don't want to be like. So find people that are doing what you're doing and follow them. If they have a podcast, listen to it. If they have a YouTube channel, you know, make sure that you're on it. So never do it alone. And third, don't forget to get mentor and coaching. So following is not enough. Surrounding yourself is not enough. Actually get one-to-one coaching. Get group coaching. Again, going towards what you're going towards. And those would be my top three for sure.
I love it. I love all three of them. Don't doing it alone is huge. You got to build a team around you, as well as, like you said, mentor and coaching. You know, you've got to have somebody that knows more than you that can help you along the way. And you've got to have individuals that don't do what you do super well to fill in the holes that you can't do. So plus it's just more fun when you're doing it with people, right? No solopreneurship.
If I had a number four, it would be have fun.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Rhonda, for being on the program today, for sharing your story, for sharing your tips. And I'm very interested to take a look at your debt shredder program. It sounds very interesting. Find out more about it. So thank you very much for being a guest on the Women Entrepreneurs Show this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Julie, and I really look forward to seeing you again.
Absolutely. Well, you have been listening to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Show, and what a wonderful interview it was today with Rhonda. I love hearing stories of what led people to different points in their life to build their dynamic businesses, and I love the wisdom. I love what she said about not doing it alone. That is so perfect. The wisdom of being able to tap into the experiences of other entrepreneurs is so powerful. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we don't know what we don't know when we go into business. We can be struggling in business. We can be hitting roadblocks, and we don't know why they're even there or what the roadblock even is or why we're not financially achieving the goals that we want to achieve. It could just simply be that there's just something there that you don't know. And so tapping into the wisdom of other dynamic entrepreneurs, other women who have paved the way, other coaches or leaders who have done what you have done, and they may have just the right thing to say that will help you along the way. And I love the fact that facing the financial thing of it, like I said, with women in business, so often we just get so focused in what we're doing and having fun that we don't look at the balance sheet. We don't want to have to fuss with the balance sheet at the end of the month or at the end of the year, but we have to. We have to, because we have to think of an exit strategy. We have to know, what are we going to do 10 years from now? What are we going to do 20 years from now? What are we going to do when we're 60? And, you know, we just want to travel the world. We may want to be still doing our business, but certainly not on the level that we're doing it now. So what is our income to debt ratio? Where are we at? Do we need to pay some attention to that aspect, that financial aspect of our life, so that we can be in a better position a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, whatever that may look like? So Rhonda's services certainly sound like something you might want to check out. So I encourage you to connect with her. Connect with her at mydebtshredder.com and find out more about what she's got to offer. And if you would like to be interviewed here on the Women Entrepreneur Show, if you are a dynamic woman in business who has a message to share, a great experience, a talent that you want to bring to the world, then reach out to me at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Those are all plural words, ladies. So it's women, entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com, info@. Send me an email, put guest in the subject line or potential guest in the subject line if you want to be interviewed. Maybe you have something you want to review. Maybe you've read a great book or you went to a great training and you just simply want to share that information on the podcast. I would love to have you as a guest. I would love to find out what, you know, there. I love going to conferences, but there are so many to go to, I can never hit them all. So if you've gone to one or you've read a great book, then let's get you on the show and you can share that. Maybe you are a female entrepreneur who wants to join our amazing group of ladies as premier experts on our site. So if you go to womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com, we are in phase one right now, and we are building and growing and bringing in premier experts. We need a financial expert in here. We need a social media expert in here. We need a branding expert in here. We need experts, female experts, who will help women in business on these different topics. Become one of our premier, join our team and become one of our premier experts and help us to help other women in business. Phase two will be a membership program that will allow all of those premier experts to really shine and share their wisdom with the members and help women as they're building or struggling in their business. And then phase three is going to be a bunch of live events. Now, part of phase one is also developing our Women Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. I'm so excited about this. WomenEntrepreneurPodcastNetwork.com is our podcast network where we are featuring women in business. We currently have just a few on there. We're launching the Feed Your Soul with Kim. Kim McLaughlin is our new host. Her shows will start coming out next week. We also have the Brain Lady Speak Show, which is my show, and this show, the Women Entrepreneur Show. So if you have a topic that you want to build a podcast around or you want to expand your business via being a podcast host, we do all the training. We do all the training. We help you get set up as a podcast host. We get you on iTunes, iHeart, all of these different, Spotify, all of these different branches to expand and get your message out there to the world. So if you would like to be a podcast host, send us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com and put podcast in the subject. And we'll talk about that. And until next week, I'm going to let everyone go. We're right at about the 30-minute mark. I want everybody to have an amazing time, thrive in their business, and simply enjoy every moment.